From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Saudi Arabia's capital of Riyadh Wednesday for a summit meeting with King Salman and his fellow Gulf Arab leaders. During his two-day visit, he is to meet with the Saudi king as well as attend a Gulf summit on Thursday that includes leaders from Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates, as well as Oman. The president hopes to focus discussions on the fight against jihadist groups and efforts to end wars in Syria and Yemen. Tensions between Riyadh and Washington have increased due to what Saudi Arabia sees as President Obama's disengagement from the region and a tilt toward its rival, Iran. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and his Gulf Arab counterparts met in Riyadh Wednesday. They discussed ways to counter Iranian influence and to fight the Islamic State group. Their meeting comes hours before President Barack Obama arrived in Washington. Secretary Carter and the defense ministers agreed on joint patrols to stop any Iranian arms shipments from reaching Yemen. And the bloc secretary general spoke at a news conference afterward. This is Secretary Carter.
And we've made important strides in providing the GCC nations with critical defense equipment, over $33 billion worth since last May, including over 66,000 precision-guided munitions to support urgent GCC operational requirements such as the counter-ISIL campaign.
In part, President Carter aims to ensure that the region is built up with cyber and special operations as well as maritime capabilities. This is VOA News. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake has struck around 8 hours GMT near the coast of Ecuador. This new quake happened days after the country was devastated by a deadly 7.8 magnitude quake, according to U.S. experts Wednesday. That quake struck Ecuador's Pacific zone that's popular with tourists. The death toll from that quake currently stands at 480, but is set to rise sharply after authorities warn that 1,700 people are still missing. Meanwhile, international rescuers and aid groups rushed to help victims as searchers dug for families trapped in the debris of homes, hotels, and businesses. That's audio of the search and rescue personnel in Japan as searchers find a man's body Wednesday in a landslide-hit area in southern Japan. That now brings the death toll to 48 there from the two powerful earthquakes last week. Three people are still missing. Kumamoto Prefecture said another 11 people have died from illnesses believed to be related to the physical stress of evacuation. More than 100,000 people are homeless or have fled their homes as aftershocks continue to shake the area. The death toll from a Taliban suicide attack in Kabul has more than doubled to 64, according to officials Wednesday. That's the deadliest militant assault in the Afghan capital for years. The assault happened Tuesday in the densely packed Kabul neighborhood. The powerful Taliban truck bomb tore through central Kabul, and a fierce firefight broke out, sending clouds of smoke billowing into the sky. This is the Interior Ministry spokesman, Sadiq Siddiqui. He says, "It is with regret that I announce that 64 people were killed and 347 others wounded in yesterday's attack, most of them civilians." He says the message to the Taliban is that they will face retaliation for their action. These comments come as mourners held emotionally charged funerals for the victims of that attack. The EU slapped Google with antitrust charges Wednesday over its widely used Android mobile phone operating system. The Competition Commissioner, Margrethe Vestager, said Google used practices to preserve its market dominance.
What we found is that Google pursue an overall strategy on mobile devices to protect and expand its dominant position in internet search.
Google is also accused of restricting manufacturers from installing rival operating systems on their phones. You can read more details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.